Have you ever tried to look at the world around you from another person's perspective? What was the experience like? The view from the other person's shoes can be very different from our own. For most of us, this is not a skill we practice often. We are often limited in our understanding of life based on our individual experiences. Compassionate listening is the skill of listening in order to gain an understanding of an issue from another person's perspective. When a student comes to us to discuss a problem, we can make matters worse by trying to counsel them from our narrow perspective. Instead, we must first seek to understand the issue from their point of view. This is not an easy task, but it is worth our time and energy. Develop the skill of compassionate listening in order to provide your students good counsel. Listening enables you to understand the other person's story, feelings, and needs. First, let's look at some unhelpful ways to respond. Knowing what not to do will enable you to recognize when you might be tempted to react in these ways. When someone comes to you seeking help, you might want to respond by evaluating. This means we are measuring the situation to see if we agree or disagree. Another thing we might want to do is probe. You might find yourself asking questions to get more information. But this is probably not what the student needs. Another response is to interpret. This is where you try to explain what happened or the motivation behind it. But you may not have all the information you need to provide an accurate interpretation. Finally, we may jump straight into advising. Since the person has come to you for help, you may want to immediately start giving counsel based on your own experience. But again, remember that you may not understand the situation fully from the other person's perspective. Think about a time when you went to someone with a problem and they responded in one of these ways. How did that make you feel? Was it helpful and what you needed at the time? Or did it just make things worse? When we practice compassionate listening, our goal is to accurately understand the issue the other person faces. Here are three helpful ways to respond. The first step is to mimic the content. Repeat back what the student has said to show you heard their words clearly. Give them a chance to correct anything that might not match what they really wanted to say. It is essential to begin with the student's intended message if we are to truly understand the situation. The second step is to paraphrase the content. This shows that you understand the issue from the student's point of view. In this step, we begin to put ourselves in the teenager's situation by using our own words to describe their problem. This is a time to pause and ensure we have captured the teen's intended meaning. The third and final step is to reflect the feelings of the content. It is now that you will describe the feelings you have heard to confirm you understand the issue and its full impact on the student. Their words may carry many emotions, and we want to make sure we have identified the most important ones correctly. If you try to do these three things, you will be well on your way to seeing things from the other person's viewpoint. There are a few more tips you can put into practice to ensure you are being a compassionate listener. Learn to listen for the silence, as it could be a clue that there is something being left unsaid. What someone chooses to leave out of the story can be just as important as the things they tell you. There may be something deeper that will take time and trust before they share it with you. Don't assume you know what it is right away, and don't press them further than they're willing to go. Just be aware that silence could be a clue that there is more to the story, and be watching for it to come out in future conversations. Secondly, listen with your eyes to observe how the student's story is affecting them. What is their body language saying? Are they slouching, fidgeting, avoiding eye contact? What the student looks like while they tell you the story is a huge clue about the crisis they are experiencing. There may be a conflicting message between what they say and their body reactions that show a deeper problem needs to be addressed. Don't make them feel uncomfortable by pointing this out, but note it for yourself and think about possible meanings. Lastly, when practicing compassionate listening, we must learn to listen with our hearts. Pay attention to our own reactions and the Holy Spirit's promptings. As you provide care and comfort to teenagers in emotional distress, it's important that you feel alongside them. but be careful not to take on too much burden from their emotions. You need to feel compassion, but not to be paralyzed by pain and unable to help. Compassionate listening will be key to helping your students cope with life's difficult issues. It's okay if you don't do it perfectly at first, but try to at least incorporate a few of these ideas the next time you're in a conversation where you need to understand the other person's perspective. With practice, you will be able to avoid unhelpful responses and instead listen with all your senses.